B-Pod Studios.
I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car. I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Is it possible that it's already 6 a.m.? I feel like I just went to bed.
A.M. or P.M.?
Huh? A.M., yeah. I feel like I just went to bed, man.
Yeah, I didn't sleep worth crap.
No?
Ugh.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, but I slept like a baby. I mean, a baby
babies
that sleeps.
Don't really sleep yeah. well. I don't know why people say that.
I know. I went in to check on my 7-month-old this morning. I have to cover up Dean every morning because he kicks his, you know, his covers off. So then I feel obligated to check on Ruby. And this morning I checked on Ruby and she opened her eyes and like had a big smile. I was like, oh God, she's going to wake up. I got to leave. I'm just waiting for my wife to text me. Did you wake up the baby?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But I gave her one of these, Roy. I said, shh, it's okay.
Well, I'm sure that fixed it.
There's this creepy guy in my
all up in my grill. It's 4 a.m.
Oh, man. So we got so much to do today. $100 for you at 7 a.m. with our 5 seconds to cash contest. Know the song, win the money. So that means that we've been giving away a lot of money if we're only getting 100s. People are starting to catch on and know the songs right away.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we were giving out. I wish people would miss it and get it wrong so we could get a big jackpot.
Yep.
I like giving away money. I'm okay with giving away hundreds.
There's nothing that breaks my heart more than when somebody doesn't know the song or they're so close, you know. But you only need to know the title of the song, too. You don't need the artist. So we'll do that at 7 a.m. this morning. And it's all music that we play.
Yep. We're not going to throw some weird 80s song at you. It's going to be music that we've played on this radio station.
Weird about 80s music, though.
No? Well, it's because 80s music generally sucks.
Whoa.
I know how to get the room started.
You're hurting my heart.
I know how to get the room started.
You know what's funny? We never mentioned it, Loren. We were talking off the air about this meeting that we had as all the radio personalities from, you know, V101, K104.7, mm-hmm. the country station here, Power 98, and us. We all had a meeting about how to properly do, you know, Facebook Lives or, like, if we go somewhere and a client needs to be tagged on Instagram, there's proper ways to do it, you know, using hashtag ad and all that stuff.
Sure.
So we're sitting in this meeting with all the radio stations, all the personalities. And remember there was one of those that said, she goes, Katie, who was running the meeting, goes, and this is not this is how to not do it. And do you remember whose name was on the post?
I don't think it was Roy's name.
Roy Brown.
No, I didn't see the Roy Brown.
Oh, my God. It was so funny.
No, I didn't see the Roy Brown. Because I kept, like, staring at it. And I'm like, what is he talking about?
I saw Kiss, but I didn't see Roy Brown.
Yeah, it was funny. They showed, but she didn't talk about it. But there was a circle, and it was like, The title of the slide was what not to do, and it was like two radio stations, and then it was something on Kiss, and it said Roy Brown.
Well, I do all my stuff right, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It made me laugh. Although, I was like, why? Because they didn't show anybody else's name.
But to Roy's defense, there was a period of time where Facebook was not properly saving what we were plugging in. This was, I mean, like a year ago, though. Do you remember?
That's true.
We would do Facebook Lives, and we would do it all properly, and then when we would post it, nothing would save, so just the video would go up.
And then explaining that to someone in corporate in Tampa was like, like they thought like I'm lying to them, and I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Come with me. I punch it in, and it doesn't work.
One time I was supposed to do a Facebook Live on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page, and I was on the MRL Show Facebook page.
Oh, boy.
And then I shared it to Kiss, and you would have thought that, like, I came on the air and said the F word.
Yeah,
they came at me hot.
That wasn't okay. You should have done that.
Yeah. All right, I thought you saw that, buddy. I would have stuck up for you.
Oh, you didn't. You laughed, I guess, and looked back at me.
I died laughing because she was saying that she wasn't using anybody's name in the room. She's like, I don't want to use anybody's name, but there it was, like blatantly right out in front. It said Roy Brown, and it was circled.
I was staring at that.
Well, to be fair, Manny has had his eyes done, and you and I are kind of blind.
That's true. That's true.
That's that LASIK. So, and then the other thing that I wanted to bring up this morning that we haven't talked about, get on that mic over there, producer A.A. Ron.
Are you going to talk about his YouTube channel?
No, I saw that video. I just don't have time. But
I watched the whole video.
You did?
It was pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I don't care about what he did, but it was interesting.
Maybe I'll watch it during a song or something this morning. But no, I didn't have a chance yesterday. But I did want to mention two things. One, we have a new Facebook adventure that we're doing, which is called MRL Show After Dark.
It's going phenomenally.
And last night I went to watch it, and I don't know, I couldn't. It kept...
Yeah, the connection sucked.
Like, I couldn't tell if it was my house that had a bad connection or if it was...
It's probably your house.
Okay, no, actually. It was your house. Because even everyone in the chat...
was having problems.
Yeah, Aaron's the one who hosted it last night.
Yeah, that didn't go well. My Wi-Fi sucks. Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Well, it's because your five brothers and sisters are probably on it at the same time.
Probably.
See, and then I was like, I had a debate of, do I use Wi-Fi? Do I use LTE? And I don't know. I mean, it's a whole big thing.
Well, do you run speed tests to see which device which is faster, your LTE or Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
Well, then what was faster?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Okay. there we go.
He was busy uploading to his YouTube channel at the same time he was uploading MRL After Dark.
Yeah, his YouTube channel, his video is rendering, and that's why.
But you do so much work on it, and it was so well produced last night. Then when you uploaded it, people can't get past the point that, you know, it kept breaking up, the video.
So what are we going to do to
I don't know.
That?
Well, hopefully I get to run it tonight and all these, and I have super, I got blazing fast internet. I do.
What do your parents pay for internet out there? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
What they spend? No. If it's the low level, tell them to up it.
Yeah, I should tell them to up it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to spend at least $75 a month on internet to get the good stuff.
I don't. I spend like $55 and I get like 200 whatever Mbps.
Right. Yeah.
Can we just talk about Roy's hands for a second? Because he looks like he got into a fight with someone.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm distracted by over here, because he has his hand bandaged, and then he has another bandage on his finger.
I was cutting, and...
Your hand's wrapped like a boxer.
I know. It's because I have a cut right here. And the band on the
inside of his thumb and his index finger.
Yeah, on the inside of my thumb and index finger. And if anyone ever tries to bandage that, it doesn't stay on. Like a Band-Aid refuses to stay right there. So I got to wrap it.
Ah.
Just keep the Band-Aid from not moving.
What happened on the other hand?
I don't know how to explain the incident. I was cutting food.
Cut both hands?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Maybe you should
I guess it was the way I was holding. I don't know.
Yeah. What happened to the food prep woman? She's off this week?
No. Well,
she should probably just leave it up to her.
Yeah.
Well, she came in the evening and I had to do, you know, lunch. Mm-hmm. I didn't join you guys for Hawkers.
No. Hawkers was awesome last night. Yesterday, Nicole, my lesbian girlfriend and I went out to lunch like we normally do.
Did Loren, you go?
No, I didn't.
No, Loren didn't go.
I thought you were walking out to go with them.
Well,
what happened?
I had to pick up baby Cash, so I stopped and just picked up Yafo and then took it to go.
Oh, I thought when everyone was leaving, she was going
she
with
was.
You.
Dude, I was going down the elevator. I thought the whole show was going. That was the conversation,
I
all four of us.
I walked her to her car, and I said, see you in a minute.
I know, and then
like,
I changed my mind.
Then I get there with Romanian, and I'm like, hang on.
She was going to go, and then she changed her mind.
Yeah, she didn't even tell me she wasn't going.
What?
So we would have. I had to call her, or else we would have just sat there waiting for... Loren.
What was that about?
I didn't have enough time. Once I got in the car, I realized I didn't have enough time to go to a sit-down lunch.
Did you have enough time to pick up
Baby
the
Cash?
Phone and say, hey, guys?
I don't know. I just figured they'd sit down without me.
Oh, my gosh. That's the most bizarre. Imagine that if you were supposed to go to lunch with someone, y'all, and you just didn't show up.
I know.
And then and you're like, well, I'm sure they'll be fine.
I know. And why did I call Loren yesterday? What did I want to do for her?
We had a parking spot saved for her right in front.
And I was going to parallel for you.
That was very nice.
Nicole's like, what do you want to do? I said, let's wait for Loren because I'll parallel her car for her right here in the spot.
Gosh.
I called her. I go, hey, are you coming? She goes, no.
I'm like, yes, she is. I literally just talked to her.
I'm sorry, y'all.
All right. That was good.
I'm so fascinated with the way your mind works. Like that was
it didn't work.
I'm usually
it was
forgotten,
mush.
So I just figured that they would move on.
So now the story is she forgot to go to lunch.
No. I'm
like,
saying,
you think Manny's going to move on? Like, you think anything about Manny like moves on from a situation?
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm over it. I had a good lunch.
Hawkers
had a beer.
Is really good. I went there last weekend.
It's a new place right here around the corner from the radio station. For those people that live in Hickory and Statesville that don't know what we're talking about, they're building up South End like crazy down here, right outside of Uptown.
Really
bunch of
good
new restaurants.
Food. Really good food.
It was good.
So, all right. Well, we missed you.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll call next time.
All right. we got a lot to get to today. We've got, just after 7 this morning, one of our Instagram friends, someone who is from Charlotte, is at spring break and already says that she's 2 days in and sent a message for help, basically. So we'll talk about that at 7:05 this morning. Spring break disaster story. She's in one. And then up next, we have this board in the studio, and it's got numbers on it next to each person's name. And I'm curious to see how we number it this morning. We'll tell you what that board's all about coming up, too, in less than 10 minutes on the MRL show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we have this board in here with our names on it, and it's a dry erase board. And then next to the names are numbers.
Now, there's a producer that works for the show called A.A. Ron. He's our associate producer. He works with Nicole. And he's the guy who came up with this idea for this board.
So he comes in one day last week and he says, and Nicole, you are out of town, so you're not even aware of this. But he said, I think we need to have a feelings board. And I think I was busy doing something, maybe editing a War of the Roses or something. But he says, we need to have a feelings board. And he kept working on it.
Do you remember what this whole thing stemmed from, though? It was like, because we all give each other a bunch of crap in the room, right? Like, we all, like, know how to get each other's goat. We're like family.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying that there's, like, certain things that have to come off the table when we make fun of each other. And that's where this feelings board derived from.
Okay. So, Aaron, get on up on that microphone there, buddy. What? So, the feelings board, where is it?
It's right behind me. I keep putting it up on the wall every day, and I come back, and it's taken off the wall, so I don't know what that's about.
Do you realize that it falls? Whatever sticky material that you have sucks. And so we're in the middle of the show, and the next thing you know, we just hear it in the back.
Yeah.
Because it falls every day.
Because he uses gum that he chews and sticks it on the back. All right, what do you got for feelings this morning on the feelings board? Give us an update, if you would. Our feelings board with producer Aaron. You know, I don't hate this idea. I think there's something to it. I think it's nice to see how everybody's feeling so that we know who's feeling sensitive. And
yeah.
Okay, so the last time we updated it, Nicole was a 10.
Oh, that's good. She was happy.
Good for Nicole. It was right after she got back.
I already have an issue.
What, why? She's not a 10?
I mean, to be a 10...
You're going
to
be like, hi, good morning.
I mean...
Maybe
you gotta
she
be
had
like
finished
Mary,
her coffee.
Mary Poppins.
Payday was yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, 10's pretty high.
Okay, you can't comment on other people's numbers. You
sure
didn't come up with that number.
If it's not real.
Well, maybe she does feel that way, and we don't know. How do you feel, Nicole?
Are you a 10?
I'm going to go with... I said I was a 10 because y'all put me at like a 3, and that's not fair.
First of all, but I think you're always at a solid 3.
No, I'm a 9 because I'm good, positive vibes, but there's always room for improvement.
Okay.
I don't know. You should see your faces you give us sometimes. It ain't the...
Hey, that ain't me. That's you.
She starts at a 10. We bring her down.
All right. So producer Nicole, her feelings board, she says she wants at a 9. What else you got, AA, Ron?
Right now we have Roy at a 9. He's usually pretty peppy in the morning.
That's probably accurate. I'm pretty happy first thing, and then it goes
down.
You
got double hand cuts. How is that possible for you to be at a 9?
I don't know. I shouldn't have to cut tomatoes. I don't know how to do it right.
All right.
He's peppy in the morning, yeah. But then as it goes down, he usually gets to about a 5, maybe a 4.
Yeah, I get it.
So you end up at a 4?
I guess. Okay. I don't know.
This is the worst. This feelings board's going right in the garbage.
Hey.
It's not legit. Go ahead. What you got, Lorena?
Let's move right on to our next person. Maine's at a 3.
Yeah, I think you're putting me too high. I'm at like a 1 right now.
Why do you hate this board? I think it's pretty accurate. I feel like a 9.
I think it's pretty good.
All right, Loran, what do you got? I mean, I think a 9 is like an A. That's,
you know what?
It's hard to get to a 9.
I'm getting annoyed with Maney. Bring me down to a 7. Okay. I don't understand why.
Thank you. I'll change it.
Now that's legit. Now we're getting somewhere.
It's a moving board. It is a moving board.
What do you have Loren at this morning on our feelings board?
So, Loren, last time I got a baseline for her, she said, my average is about a 4.
So I usually come in at a 4.
So I leave that as a 4 unless told otherwise.
Okay. Yeah.
You're still feeling at a 4?
No, I got a good night's sleep last night. Cash slept in his bed all night. I'm probably at a solid 7.
Okay, that's pretty good. And I'm at a 9. I'm usually pretty chipper.
Yeah, that is true. You are close to about a 9.
See?
What am I at?
You're at 3.
3, huh?
I'll put you down. You're kind of being a little fussy.
Yeah, he needs to go back down to 1.
A 1? Yeah. See, you can't give 1s and you can't give 10s on this stupid board.
I don't know. You're so negative over there.
You're failing at life.
All right, there it is, our feelings board. You can see how much fun it is here in the studio.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Justin Bieber's wife is shooting down rumors that they're having some marital issues. She took to Instagram and said, don't believe everything that you read on the internet, folks. Fake news. She's obviously defending her relationship with Justin Bieber. But Hailey Baldwin Bieber says that there's no marital issues.
I'm happy about that. Move me up to a two, please.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy that their relationship's working. Yeah, I don't want Justin and Hailey to break up.
Okay. Ariana Grande, she just got some new ink over the weekend, and she insists that it's not necessarily to cover up the tattoo that she got in honor of her ex-fiance, Pete Davidson, but she did get a big leaf on her rib cage, and it seems to be drawn over the always that she got for Pete, and she says, I'm not covering it up, I'm just evolving.
I feel like Ariana and these other musicians spend more time at the tattoo joint than they do in the studio.
Oh.
Like... Lately, we've talked about a lot of tats on these people.
Yeah, and I just think, like, I don't know, tattoos are so permanent. And if, like, cool, if you think you're going to honor Pete Davidson for the rest of your life, even if you break up, then, like, cool, it's part of your story. But leave the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're just going to keep covering things up or, quote-unquote, evolving through it, don't get the tattoo in the first place.
Bang.
I don't know. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, they recently got engaged, and it sounds like she needs a little reminder because she accidentally referred to Orlando as her boyfriend on Twitter, and her fans cannot handle it. They are freaking out.
Oh, they want her to say fiance?
Yeah, she said, my favorite part of watching hashtag American Idol with my boyfriend is that he always tries to get me to tell him who made it through before the final vote, and people just could not handle that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, sometimes Sterling and I, we talk about how, like, we wear a wedding ring, and we don't really have a wedding ring.
Yeah.
It's a bracelet, like, we wear.
I have slipped and said boyfriend with my husband of 9 years that I've been together for 14 years with.
Get this move. Sometimes I call Sterling my buddy. I wonder what let's bring into the psyche of that.
And Taylor Swift's family and Joe Alwyn's family are loving their relationship, and he's very keen on proposing soon, according to sources. Now, both families approve of the soon engagement.
Okay.
But that's your dirty.
You know, the MRL show, we get snacks in here a lot, and a lot of times when someone brings a snack in, we'll eat it under protest because we feel really guilty about eating said snack. So we found an article, the 5 most guilt-inducing foods.
Oh, donuts have to be on there.
When you eat it, each bite, you're filled with guilt and delight.
So good.
We'll find out if donuts is on the list coming up in 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So, Manny, you mentioned these 5 guilty foods that make everybody just feel awful about themselves after they eat them.
Donuts have to be on the list.
Oh, you can't stop eating it. You know it's bad for you, but it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. We found this article from the New York Post, and they say that guilty feeling that you get after eating something bad lasts nearly 20 minutes each occurrence. So we spend roughly 3.5 days of the year feeling guilty over what we eat.
It's more for me.
Well, that puts it in perspective.
They also say that the impact of food that food has on our life lowers our self-esteem when we feel guilty about food.
Okay.
Yeah, but it tastes so good.
Right? I know. And everyone, we get a lot of like food in the studio. People bring it by and drop it off for us. Well, the 5 most guilt-inducing foods are as followed. Ice cream.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I love ice cream, but I do. Like, last night I wanted some, and I was like, nope, I ran yesterday. I'm not eating ice cream.
Wow, good for you.
Thank you.
Chocolate.
Plus, it was all the way back at the refrigerator, and I was on the couch pretty healthy.
Okay. You were just lazy.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Okay.
I'm not a huge chocolate fan. Like, I have to really be in the mood for chocolate. I'm more of a salt person.
I'm still destroying some of Dean's Halloween candy is still in a bowl somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny you should say that because candy is next on the list.
Oh, I associate chocolate and candy as the same.
No, I think candy is different than
like
chocolate.
It's like gummies or something?
Yeah.
I agree with Roy. I'm like, chocolate's candy. It's in the candy section at the store. It's candy.
Okay. Cookies.
Oh, I love cookies.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing healthy about a cookie.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good. Sometimes I'll make my own Chipwich.
These are the 5 most guilt-inducing foods that we eat. And last on the list, not the donut, Roy.
Really? I thought for sure donuts would make it.
Potato chips, which is my guilty pleasure.
Really?
I could mess up some potato chips. If you put potato chips and some kind of candy, Twizzlers in front of me, I'm going for the potato chips all day long.
You eat those potato skins out of the...
I do.
I don't like those. How do you eat those?
I don't know.
Out of our vending machine. She comes in with a big potato. Not big. It's a snack bag, but
honestly,
still, it's funny.
I think I'm the only person in the building that eats them.
So,
yeah, there are a few things in our vending machines. I'm like, who here is buying this crap?
Yeah.
And there's Loren.
It'd be me. I've been asking for salt and vinegar potato chips for like 2 years.
Nobody wants those.
I do.
Nobody likes salt and vinegar. That's the worst chip.
The best
barbecue is a good chip,
is one of the best.
Yes.
Yeah,
the salt,
but I never feel guilty after eating chips. I feel guilty after eating candy
and donuts. You said, but you don't have to feel guilty anymore, buddy. It's not even on the list,
right? So no more of that whole halvesy crap.
No.
For half the calories.
We're
I'm
all
getting
in
the full donut, man.
Yeah, especially every Friday now that we're at Dunkin'.
Yeah,
there you go. Hey, we found another article. And it has to do with science and Instagram and why we are all guilty of doing one particular thing on Insta. If you have an Insta, you've probably done it, and science tells us why. We'll give you that story in about 8 minutes.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
So science says we all tend to do this on Instagram, and they know why. It doesn't matter whether it's Bella Hadid or someone who you just follow back, but if they're unspeakably good-looking, chances are you hit the like button on anything they post just because they're good-looking.
Oh, well, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's people I follow. I have no idea who they are, but they're pretty.
Right.
Science says there's two things that our brains are attracted to beauty, regardless of whether it's a picture of a sunset or it's a person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our brains are just wired that way to be attracted to beauty. So that's one of them. Number two, they say science also talks about a herd mentality, which means you likely aren't the first person to like a picture. And then when you see that it's got 1,000 or 2,000 likes,
then you like it.
The herd mentality clicks in the back of your brain, too. So you just like it.
Really? I don't think I ever look to see how many likes somebody has.
I don't either. I just either like it or move on.
That's when it says there's science talking about the herd mentality when it comes to interacting with social media posts. We see thousands of other people in on something, so subconsciously, we want to be in on it, too.
Well, if anything, I sometimes feel bad for people that don't have any likes, and I give them one.
That's nice of you, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I look for. There's a whole website dedicated to that, by the way.
It's like, it's not mean, it's sad, but at the same time, it's kind of funny, too, because people took the time to post it.
Yeah.
And then it got, like, one like.
Yeah.
I have someone that I know that I used to work with at another radio station, and he posts stuff. And some of it's funny, and, I mean, he averages about 8 likes.
Yeah.
And some of it's just okay. Like, in fact, he posted something with a celebrity. I forget who it was, but it was a pretty big deal, you know what I mean? And, he got like 5 likes.
Aww.
Like, he's not showing up on anybody's timeline.
I know. The algorithm is against him.
I know. Because the celebrity, I forget who it was. It was like Lionel Richie or somebody, you know, the cast of American Idol.
Yeah.
So this article goes on. This is from the Huffington Post. It said science is why we like people's Instagrams. When we see someone who's crazy attractive flaunting their stuff on Instagram, we can't help but contribute our like in an effort to, because we're also so crazy attracted to the ability that we can't flaunt ourselves. So science also says that that's who we want to be.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to start flaunting myself on social media. Do a couple shirtless pics.
That's socially acceptable.
Maybe get a like or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then actually the article, this is actually a pretty good article, because then it goes on to say that there's also something in the back of our brains that say, hey, maybe Bella Hadid will see the likes and will see my like.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
celebrities don't see the likes.
This says that it's a hey, notice me mentality.
celebrity. There's only like a select few celebrities who take time to really comment and see their friends. Outside of that, the majority of them just ignore it.
And I think that it goes undetected unless you like 30 photos in a small period of time. But then they're seeing it and they're just thinking you cray.
Right. Well, and then there's also where, like, if you're verified and they're verified, then you see people's if they're verified, you see their interactions before anyone else. Like, that shows up as a separate thing.
Some celebrities are strange, too, because if they post something on Insta, you know, a picture, and then, like, if you're lucky enough to be, like, one of the first two to say something about it before they move on, they'll respond to those first two people who aren't celebrities.
Right.
Which is interesting. Then all of a sudden you see...
And then it gets up ridiculous.
10,000 comments and they haven't responded to anybody.
Yeah, because they get... Like, it's a flood in their inbox.
Yeah.
But I do love it when I see, like, other celebrities comment on other celebrities' Instagram page. I find that amusing. Like, how they...
So then you must be into the whole Nick Jonas, John Stamos thing.
No, I don't give two craps about that.
I think it's funny.
But, like, I think it's interesting on how, like, you know... I don't know. Somebody be like, oh my God, that's a cute photo. And they'll send that to another celebrity as if they're a normal Instagram user.
A friend of ours, Ryan Blaney in NASCAR, posted a picture of him and Elliott Chase and some of the other NASCAR drivers. And he wrote, this was a great conversation at the race last weekend. And then another driver who was behind him in the picture says, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what didn't you like about it? What's going on?
That guy's funny.
Yeah.
But I do like when celebrities use it like normal people. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, you know what? Later on in the show, you should talk about that when a celebrity hits you back on socials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You guys remember when Perez Hilton was hitting me up all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, and I got something from Ben Stiller once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. And I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. 5 seconds to cash. Next chance to win coming up at noon. With Cameron, but we got this message on social media.
We did. Lindsay sent us a message, and she's in the Bahamas on spring break, and she is in a load, like a mess, y'all.
What happened?
She sent us this message and said, oh my God, my roommate booked a hotel here in the Bahamas. The cab took us to the hotel, and they told us that we didn't have a reservation and that the rate had tripled since we looked back in January. So I used all my money except for $60 for the room. Two guys knew a way to have us make some money quick, but it wasn't legal.
It wasn't legal?
It was illegal.
Where's this going?
Yeah. They needed $50 to take us to meet someone who was looking for dancers on a boat, a party boat. They took the money. They never picked us up.
No.
So now she's down to $10, y'all. If you're following the facts, she had $60. They took $50, so now she's got $10.
Why is she falling for that scam?
I don't know.
With them to the car.
You don't get into a car with random people say, hey, I have a way for you to make money quick, except for it's not legal.
Yeah.
I know.
I'd be afraid I would be a drug mule. Anyway, she goes on to say, Wednesday is our last day at the hotel, but our flight isn't until Saturday. And on top of that, I'm sunburned. I can't tell my parents that I'm broke. My dad would kill me. I always love you guys and knew that you could read this on air.
Oh, yeah, Lindsay. We read that yesterday.
Yeah.
I felt, and then you want to hear something scary? Like, we reached back out to her yesterday around 4:30 in the afternoon and didn't hear, and still, right? Nothing back?
No, I haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, she hasn't DM'd us back at the MRL show.
She can't afford Wi-Fi at the hotel.
She's out of money. She had $10, y'all.
She can't contact us.
What do you think?
Oh, man.
What a nightmare.
I mean,
how's she going to, she has a return ticket. She can't pay the $200 change fee at the airport, because, you know, you can pay to
go home early.
To go home early.
Well, you have to pay the change fee and the difference in the flight.
Yeah, it's true.
When I read that, though, there's something inside of me, too, that says she ain't looking to come back until Saturday. Like, she wants to figure out how she can stay down there and throw down for another couple days for spring break.
Well, I guess she can live on the beach.
Can't, I don't know.
You know? She doesn't even have a car to sleep in. She would literally have to sleep on the beach.
Lindsay's in a whole heap of trouble for her spring break. What is your spring break nightmare story, your spring break horror story? 704-570-9595. Think back to those crazy years in college.
I love hearing these because I never got to experience spring break. I dropped out of community college, so I never got the, you know.
I told you that I was at Cancun years ago. I was a junior in college. One of the guys I was with was looking for God's good green earth. And we said to the cab driver, can you take us to get, you know, we didn't speak good in Spanish. He didn't speak good English. We're like, can you take us to get, you know, some fun stuff? And he took us to a place where there was all these girls. He goes, that fun. We're like, no, wrong fun stuff.
No fun. Take us back.
That's not what we were looking for. Fun, yes, but not what we were looking for. And then, like, he ended up, like, he wouldn't take us back unless we paid him more money.
Yeah.
You know?
What a racket.
You got to be careful when you go to these islands and these other countries and stuff. Like, Lindsay handed $50 to some guy who said, hey, I'll take you to an illegal party on a yacht where you could dance for money.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, here's $50.
Yeah, that doesn't sound.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I mean, he's banging his head off the desk.
Well, I don't know why you would do that. So what's your spring break horror story? 704-570-9595.
I've never had a really bad travel experience. I like to think that you guys know me. I travel and plan everything out down to a science.
Yeah, but you're not in college going out on spring break where she's like, oh, my roommate booked us a hotel. I'm down here. Take my money. Book the hotel. Then we get there.
So quite honestly, I found a life hack when I was in college because I couldn't afford to do any of that stuff either. That's why I cheered professionally for the NFL. And you get to travel. I mean, you're doing USO like handshake tours and that kind of stuff, and you're going to places all over, and not typically places you'd want to go for spring break. I've been to like Kosovo and like Vienna, Austria, but it was a cool way to see the world and not have a ton of money.
Yeah,
I guess it's the same thing for like the Peace Corps, right?
Yeah. And somebody's planning it for you.
Yeah, but that's not going on spring break, though.
No.
When you go to the Peace Corps, you're not going to an illegal party on a yacht.
Right.
You know? All right, we need to hear your stories, you guys. We got 12 lines or some lines open. Spring break horror stories.
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, tomorrow, we're going to be at the Jersey Mike's and Stonecrest Shopping Center. It's the month of giving at Jersey Mike's, and when you join MRL for lunch, a portion of the sales is going to go to the Isabella Santos Foundation to help children fight cancer.
Yeah, that's very cool. You can hang out with us in Ballantyne tomorrow at Jersey Mike's, and on Friday morning and the next couple Friday mornings, we're going to be hitting Dunkin's all over the Carolinas. Just our way to go out, say hi. We're trying to meet 10,000 people. It's called the MRL Show Fam Jam, and it's happening this Friday morning at the Dunkin' on South Tryon, right across from the QT there, just past 485. So we'll see you out there. We're going to do our show live starting at 6 a.m. at Dunkin' on South Tryon. Excuse me, there's a couple people on hold. So professional.
You okay?
He choked.
There's a couple people on hold who have spring break nightmare stories. And why do we have spring break nightmare stories this morning, Lorraine? Because
let me help you out. We got a message from Lindsay, who is stuck in the Bahamas with $10 to her name currently because they messed up their travel plans.
All right. Let's talk with Chelsea in Gastonia. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey.
Hey, tell us about your spring break disaster.
So it's not really me, but my sister, she also travels around quite a bit. And she also goes and she travels in the hostels. So she goes, that's always where she ends up staying. She's been all over the world. So a few years ago, 2 years ago, I found out I was pregnant. And we were getting ready to do the gender reveal around Easter. And my sister was trying to surprise everyone to come home. But she didn't tell anyone she was coming home. So she ended up getting stuck in Los Angeles. But she ended up staying in one of the hostels. And the one she ended up staying at that she didn't realize
was off of the one of the most dangerous roads in L.A.
Oh.
And it was from the song in Tupac.
Ugh.
And she was pretty much stuck. She has, her phone was on international because she was just coming back from Australia.
Yeah.
She didn't have pretty much any more money. She couldn't call or ask anybody, couldn't ask her parents.
Oh, no.
For money. So she pretty much was like stuck. She managed, she tried to get into a hotel, but everything was booked for like an event or something.
Well,
going
at least she's
on.
Getting street cred. You know?
She ended up getting in touch with her best friend, and her best friend was able to like wire her some money so that she was able to stay in the hotel versus staying in the sketchy ass place.
Yeah. Thanks, Chelsea. We got a text message from 704 who said, spring breakers are resilient. She'll figure it out.
Yeah, young people really do. They'll have fun anywhere. Shanna in Charlotte.
Hi, Shanna.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
You said you want to help out here. You want to help out with Lindsay. What did you want to do?
Yeah, if we could get her a Venmo, I mean, I'd be happy to send her $20. Like, I just deal with her because I could totally see that happening to me. Like, my best friend in college is also going to be the maid of honor in my wedding this year.
Yeah.
And I love her, but planning and organization is not her strong suit. So, like, I could totally see us going on this trip and me getting there and being like, are you kidding me? We don't have a place to stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And somebody like sent us a text and they're like, how do you not confirm the reservation? When I went to New Orleans, a couple years at this point, we lost the confirmation email. And you know, when you book things in advance, that happens. And so when you get there, they're like, oh, we don't have a room for you. And I'm like, yeah, you do. And it took like 40 minutes for them to figure it out.
Geez.
You know, because we were very adamant, be like, no, we booked it. This is your problem.
Yeah, we got another message on Twitter at the MRL show, Shanna and Roy, who said maybe the roommate never had a hotel room at all and just wanted to go down there and kind of fly by the seat of their pants like spring break.
There's no way.
That's a good show. That's a good reality show.
My mom just thought that she booked a hotel room and didn't, and then had to go back, and now that it's obviously more expensive. And she did it on her phone, and she thought she hit send like to confirm it, and she never confirmed it. Yeah.
Man.
I don't know. And you have to be really, really careful when you go to you know, these cities for spring break, because people are down there. They know it's spring break. They will take advantage of you. But we did get a message from someone who said, it's not a spring break story, but I'm super pumped because I live in a college town and all these little S's are out of here.
My guess
is it might be Davidson.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So, Brian Austin Green, he has been getting trolled by other fans of 90210 and Luke Perry because he never posted anything about Luke Perry's death. And he's saying, like, listen, guys, everyone deals with, you know, tragic things in different ways. Like,
just because he doesn't post about it doesn't mean he doesn't care.
Well, he's now speaking out.
Man, I feel bad that he has to do this.
I don't totally believe it. There's a part of me, much like the death of Elvis, that I expect Luke to walk around a corner in an airport or gas station, or, you know, I don't fully believe that that Luke is gone. And you know, Luke has been in my life for a long time. And
but don't go that route, Brian Austin Green. You should have said, like, hey,
I think Elvis is still alive.
I don't know, that was a weird thing.
I think he just means like when Elvis passed away, like a lot of people couldn't believe it.
Well, listen, when you jumble up the letters in Elvis, it spells lives.
Ooh.
Think about that.
My gosh.
That's nice, Roy. I never thought of that. If you do that to Luke, you come up with cull.
I can't with you. All right. Miley Cyrus, she just paid tribute to a late voice contestant, Janice Freeman, who passed away. She was one of, Miley was her coach on The Voice, and she passed away of complications with pneumonia, and she had a blood clot that went to her heart.
Oh, no.
So Miley got kind of choked up while she was addressing the attendees.
Just losing her is just too much for me. So, just like Dion will do with you, Hannah, my dad's going to take care of this for me. But I'll always be your sister. I'm here for you, and I'm here for your family.
That's nice of her.
Yeah. She went on to say that, you know, she was never really Janice's coach. Janice kind of coached her. Like, she always learned from Janice.
Do we have any stories about living people?
I mean, good idea.
Yeah.
Anybody doing anything that's alive?
Yes. Jennifer Gardner warns Chrissy
Scrap
Teigen
the Tupac story.
Not to steal her nanny. She, you know, says that I keep my nanny's number very close to the vest, and I'm not trying to have you poach her and steal her away from our family. I know we both have, you know, really cute kids, but don't get any ideas over there.
Okay.
Yeah. What, Manny?
Nothing. No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm thinking of something else.
Okay. And Ariana Grande, she's covering up a tattoo that she got with Pete Davidson. It says, always. She covered it up with a big leaf on her rib cage. And she says that she's not necessarily covering it up. She's just evolving.
Yeah, you know what's gone away? Tattoo regrets.
Yeah, people just cover them up now.
People just cover them up now. And then if she doesn't want to leave, she'll make it into something else.
Yeah. It's much cheaper to get a tattoo than have it removed.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's less painful to just get a new one, too.
I mean, she's covered them up like it's a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Just color over it. That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rand. 704-570-9595. She has over 65 wins. Call now and take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat the Rand.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Rito, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Loren?
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
I sure am. Me and my son, Landon, we're on the way to school. Hello.
Hi, Landon.
We listen every morning. He's 8 years old, and every morning we get in, he's like, Mom, is this Can't Beat Loren? Is this Manny, Roy, and Loren?
You know it. All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren today. See how you guys do.
All right, Loren, I know the drill. Get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she's putting the headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear this.
Hey, Rita and Landon, playing for everyone in Gastonia. Roy filled out his bracket yesterday on who he thinks is going to win the NCAA's men's basketball tournament, and that video is up at kiss951.com. You should go watch it. It's totally out there. Anyway, what is the nickname that we give to that tournament each year?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry, that was a lot. I couldn't hear.
Sure. Roy filled out his bracket yesterday on who he thinks is going to win the NCAA men's basketball tournament. What nickname is given to that tournament? What do we call it? We call it March something.
March Madness.
Okay.
Madness.
There we go.
What singer of songs like Stay With Me and Too Good at Goodbyes admitted in a recent interview to undergoing liposuction at the age of 12?
What was the name of the songs?
Stay With Me and Too Good at Goodbyes.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I don't know.
All right. Miley Cyrus broke down paying tribute to Janice Freeman yesterday. Miley was Janice's coach on what NBC singing show?
The Voice.
And question four, Katy Perry recently got engaged but slipped up and called her fiance her boyfriend on socials. Who did she just recently get engaged to?
Oh my God, I can see his face. Oh my God, this is so much harder. I'm sorry, I don't know.
One, no answer there. Okay, all right. Question five, Ariana Grande posted a photo of her new tat on Insta, which went around her old tattoo that she got for her ex-fiance. Who is her ex-fiance?
Pete Davidson.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren, it is going to be a tough battle because our friends Rita and Landon got three correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. Roy filled out his bracket yesterday on who he thinks is going to be playing in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. What's the nickname that we give to that tournament each year?
March Madness.
That's right, 1-1.
What singer? You got that one right. Rita, hold on a second.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up.
Here we go. I mean, we had to tell you the March part, but so what? You got the madness part, right?
You got it.
All right. What singer of songs like Stay With Me and Too Good at Goodbyes admitted in a recent interview to undergoing liposuction at the age of 12?
Sam Smith.
That is correct. No answer from Rita. It is 2-1.
Miley Cyrus broke down paying tribute to Janice Freeman yesterday. Miley was Janice's coach on what NBC singing competition show?
The Voice.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
And Katy Perry recently got engaged but slipped up when she called her fiance her boyfriend on socials. Who is she engaged to?
Orlando Bloom.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Rita and Landon did not know that one. 4-2.
All right. Ariana Grande posted a photo of her new tat on Insta, which went around her old tat that she got for her ex-fiance. His name is?
Pete Davidson.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Loren, you win with 67 wins.
Rita and Landon, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You know what? You deserve every win you get. You are awesome, chick.
She's five away from her record of 72 straight. Mm.
That is so great. Well, congratulations, but this is Landon and Rita, and we cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. All right, see ya.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, we are going to bust cheaters. War of the Roses. We got Julian and Cameron. We have to get to the bottom of this one. Is there another person? This, after a relationship for only 2 months, things are now getting a bit distant. Things are going ghosting. There's all these things that's playing in effect that may mean that someone's cheating. We're going to get to the bottom of it with War of the Roses. It comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go in.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Jillian, you sent us a message because you think Cameron, your boyfriend, might be cheating on you, but you also said that this is a very new relationship.
Yeah.
What's going
it
on?
Is. We've only, we've been seeing each other about 2 months, and I want to figure out what's going on because, you know, we had big plans for St. Patrick's Day weekend. I mean, we were going to go out to dinner Friday night. We were going to do the bar crawl. You know, like, we had plans for a few days in a row, and like Wednesday of last week, he just ghosted me, and I kind of disappointed and just wondering what's up. But then I haven't known him that long, so I didn't want to, you know, push too much.
Okay. I mean, well, so let me just jump in here. This is a very new relationship. We typically don't do War of the Roses for relationships this young, specifically because, I mean, are you guys even exclusive? Is this even a relationship?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we have an understanding that, you know, we're only dating each other. It's just been very long. So, and then on Saturday, out of nowhere, Saturday night, he texted me, "Where are you?" And I wrote back, "I'm uptown. What's up?" And he just wrote, "Oh, okay." And then he just disappeared again, like no response. I mean, I wonder if he was maybe trying not to run into me or something.
Oh.
I feel like I'm being strung along, you know, because then Sunday he finally wrote at like 5 p.m. And I was like, "What's up?" And I was trying to play it cool, you know, and he was like, he said, "Well, I haven't been feeling well. I know I owe you a phone call." And like, that's all that I've heard. I was like, "Okay, well, I'll talk to you soon." I mean, I don't have a lot invested in the relationship yet, but I don't want to waste my time if he's like messing around and being dishonest. I want to find out soon, now, you know?
All right, well, let's find out. Maybe he's married. That happens sometimes on these relationships that are super young. We'll find out. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the card. If he doesn't send it to you, we get information that way. And then, of course, you can have at him if it's not to you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Cameron, please.
This is he. Who's this?
Hi, Cameron. My name is Elle. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a brand new romantic gift company, and we're doing some cold calling today just to give away a beautiful dozen red roses to people. And all we're asking in return is that you tell someone about our services. It's kind of a grassroots marketing campaign for us. Do you have someone that you'd like to send romantic flowers to?
Is this real?
Yes, sir, it is. I know it probably sounds too good to be real, but...
So, like, just like a Facebook post or something?
Sure. We would love that.
Okay.
All right. Who would you like to send romantic flowers to?
Mrs. C.
Okay. We're sending these to Mrs. C, you said?
Uh-huh.
Is that your wife?
No.
Okay, and will these be going to a work or residential address?
You know what? On second thought, I don't want to send the flowers.
Cameron, what's going on? What's going on? I don't get it.
Cameron?
Hello?
Jillian's on the phone. I'm sure she would like some answers. This is not Elle from Flowers for You. It's the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show with War of the Roses.
Were we bus cheaters?
What's going on, Cameron?
Who's Mrs. C, Cameron?
Yeah, who's that?
And what's so wrong but so right?
Are you married?
I'm not married.
Is Mrs. C married?
I'm not going to say anything on the radio, man.
Oh, she's for sure.
Okay, so she is. So I'm wasting my time. So, like, what are you sleeping with a married woman? What is going on? It sounds like you're cheating with some married woman. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
It's not exactly like that.
Okay, so what is it like? Enlighten us.
Okay, it is kind of like that, but it wasn't supposed to continue. This was supposed to end.
With you and Jillian?
No. I actually really, really like Jillian.
I can't believe I totally misread you. I thought you were such a nice person, and you know, and you're just a whole flat home wrecker. I mean, really, just wasting my time.
I didn't know she was married at the beginning of this, at the onset of this. This is why I've been trying to end it.
Oh, it sounds like you're trying to end it,
and you haven't ended it.
That's why I didn't send the flowers. I would love to stay with you. That's the reason I didn't send the flowers, but. I mean, do you have a way I can get out of this?
Seeing the person. And I don't think Jillian wants to get back with you either. Do you, Jillian?
No, you're pathetic. No, I'm not going to help you get out of it.
Did you just ask your girlfriend to help you get out of having an affair with a married woman? Okay, that's a first on War of the Roses. All right, dude, there's no roses. You didn't want them anyway, but there's no roses to send to anyone. I'm hanging up on him. Wow, Jillian, we didn't think anything was going to come of that, but there you have it.
Yeah, what an idiot. I'm just done.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You got your chance at $200, 5 seconds to cash at noon with Cameron. Someone did not win at 7 a.m., so we now have $200 that could be yours. We're just reeling in from that War of the Roses between Jillian and Cameron, only dating for 2 months, and we find out that Jillian isn't the only one. Jillian isn't the only one.
Yeah, Cameron sends the romantic roses and then decides not to send them after all.
And then to add insult to injury, he's like, can you help me get out of this relationship?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he sends it to somebody named Mrs. C, and then comes to find out, because we thought maybe he was married,
mm-hmm.
and... So he goes, well, I'm not married. Well, she is? Yeah, she's married. And I'm trying to get out of this. Maybe you can help me. And then we got a text message from somebody from area code 828 who says that they're currently having an affair with someone, and it's not easy to get out of an affair with a married person.
It's not easy to have an affair with
a married person. No, to get out of an affair, to end the affair.
How is that not easy? It's not like they can come after you. You know what I mean? Like, you could blow up their whole life.
Right.
I know, but I guess maybe they don't want to do that.
Oh, because they have feelings?
I don't know. I think it would be easy. Like, leave me alone or I'm going to tell your wife.
I mean, maybe somebody can shine some light on that if you want to call in anonymously. And maybe it's something you did in the past. Like, if you ever hooked up with a married person, or maybe you were the married person and you're divorced now and you were having an affair. You know, is it really that complicated? Isn't it simple? Isn't it just moving furniture?
The affair?
I mean, do you date a married person? Or don't you just hook up with the married person?
No, I think people date.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, there's like that age-old story about, I'll leave, and then they never leave.
And because they got like kids or they don't want, you know,
right.
Divorces. Every divorce is complicated.
I guess I just have this image in my head that if you're hooking up with someone who's married, you can't go out to dinner.
Why can't you?
Because you're married.
You probably go out like far away from the house, or you take trips together. I don't know.
Right?
Some people date married people and they have no idea that they're dating someone who's married. That person is
taking
you out, and their significant other's never now.
I mean, think about Charlotte. Let's say, because you live south of Charlotte in Waxhaw. If you started dating someone in Gastonia, nobody would ever know.
As long as you aren't, like, making out at the table.
Yeah, no one in your groups are up in, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess.
Your group is wherever you live.
Yeah, it's just, I would just be so afraid to run into somebody if I was having an affair. You know what I mean? Like, it's complicated.
But again, if you're not making out of the table, you could just be having dinner with an old friend.
704-570-9595. MRL Show fam, you guys always answer the bell when we have a question. And like we said, you can call in anonymously. But, like, how difficult is it to end the relationship with someone who's married? Because this texter says it's hard to end the relationship with a married person. I'm almost wondering if maybe they're thinking, like, the married person ends it with you. They have more on the line than you do as a single person, so you're just enjoying the ride until they say, I'm going back to my husband, I'm going back to my wife. You know what I mean? Like, then all of a sudden it's over.
Right. So you think those people just hang in until the other person says it?
Yeah, they just take the ride.
Let's talk with Anonymous. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. So, tell us what happened.
Well, I was married, and I was with someone who was also married, and it was like, I guess the person who texted said that it is hard to come out of it. You're both married. You're both in kind of a bad situation where you can't really walk away, and there is feelings involved, even though, you know, you are married to someone else, and so are they. But it ultimately does have to end because you both know it's going to happen, and it's not going to go anywhere because you're both married.
So yeah,
there can't be, you know, there can't be a relationship. And usually when you walk into those situations, it's kind of a mutual understanding that there is nothing more to it than moving furniture.
There's no end game to it.
Yeah.
But there's also nothing more to it than moving furniture. Like, you're not going out on dates with a married person, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see?
You can't because you're both married, and then you would both be seen and visible, and then that leaves, you know, room for problems in both marriages.
Yeah, I mean,
thanks, Anonymous.
It'd be weird if someone's like, hey, why is your old neighbor Ted over here for Christmas? You know, I get it.
Yeah. It's it's complicated, I'm telling you.
This is Anonymous in Lake Lure. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So did you date someone while you or they were married?
Yes. I was actually 15. And he told me he was 19, but he was actually 22.
Oh,
with a pregnant wife.
Okay.
And
how'd you find out?
Well, it was about 3 a.m. the week before their wedding. And she calls me, and she's cussing me out. Like, she's really upset. And then I text him, and I was like, hey, please don't message me again. Like, I don't want to see you again. And he's like, she's not my wife. She's just my crazy ex. Like, he kept lying. And
yeah, he's not her wife yet.
Huh?
He wasn't her wife yet. That's what he was. Twisting words to manipulate somebody. That's not cool.
Yeah, that's true.
And definitely
then
a jerk.
They actually got married. And then he called me from a different number, like, 3 weeks later. And he's like, hey, I miss you. And I'm like, you're married. And he's like, no, we never got married. We didn't.
Yeah, and so the person who's having the affair, too, Anonymous, is also a major liar.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And a predator, by the way.
Yeah.
On top of that. This is Anonymous in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was with at first did not know he was married. And then when I found out, he made it out to be like he was in the middle of a divorce, that she was only living with him, waiting to find out until she found her a place to live. And they were trying to stay civil for the kids, and it went on for 9 months. And when I finally had enough because she wasn't gone, I left. And every time I would try to leave, he'd try to beg and say that she was leaving. They had a fight. She was gone. She never was, and I just left it be. Well, 5 years later at my new job, I ran into him. And him and her are still married, but now he's still trying to get back with me while he's seeing two other people.
This is so nuts. Thanks, Anonymous. Thanks for everybody calling in, by the way. This is crazy. It's really shining a light on what goes on out there in the affairs. Huh.
Okay, this is Anonymous in Morganton.
Hey.
Hi.
So, I dated a married man. I knew he was going to leave her. I knew there was trouble, I guess you can say, trouble in paradise.
And we're actually married. We've been married almost 5 years now, which I'm not proud of a story because a lot of people will say I'm a home wrecker, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, it's awkward to tell the grandkids, but let me tell you how me and your papa met.
I mean, they didn't have kids or anything. He does have kids, not with her, though. But, he was leaving with or without me. His family knew about me and everything else. And I have apologized to her. I wouldn't want it done to me. But at the end, it's kind of the heart wants what the heart wants.
Mm. Sure. And let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Anonymous. Is it ever in the back of your mind that he's cheated before and he could do it again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they say, you know, once you cheat, you're always a cheater. It does run through my mind. And he knows this. I've told him this.
Sure.
But I don't think he will, but, you know.
You never know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Mm. We got another text message from area code 704. He said, please don't use my name on the air. But they're married, and they said they're afraid to get out of the affair because they're afraid that she's going to blow the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Whistle on him. So he's like basically trapped.
So
that person's married and dating mm-hmm. someone.
They're being blackmailed, basically, to stay in the relationship.
Yeah. Man. Wow. Okay. Hey, if you missed the War of the Roses, you need to go listen to it. We'll have it up on our podcast. We put the daily podcast up every day around 10 a.m.
Yeah, look for War of the Roses on bpodstudios.com, Apple, Google Podcast, or Spotify.
There you go. All right, Lorraine, what you got coming up in the dirty?
Well, Brian Austin Green, he is officially finally speaking out after Luke Perry's death. And a lot of people were giving him some flack for not doing it beforehand. I'll tell you what he's saying coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So 90210 fans have been a little upset with Brian Austin Green after Luke Perry had passed away. It seemed like all his other co-stars had been posting, you know, remembering Luke on their social media. And Brian Austin Green hadn't done that. Well, he's finally speaking out and saying, you know, he didn't pay tribute because everyone deals with things differently.
Yeah. As a big 90210 fan, Roy, I did not feel any kind of way about Brian Austin Green.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody grieves differently. I tell you what, Twitter and Insta, the biggest trolls.
I don't totally believe it. There's a part of me, much like the death of Elvis, that I expect Luke to walk around a corner in an airport or at a gas station. You know, I don't fully believe that that Luke is gone. And you know, Luke has been in my life for a long time.
Mm.
Right.
David Silver and Dylan McKay didn't always see eye to eye. On 90210.
But just because their characters didn't see eye to eye doesn't mean that they didn't love each other behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's dealing with the pain different.
There's an episode, though, because Donna brings David into the circle because David was kind of a self-proclaimed geek. And then when Donna brought him into the circle, Dylan's like, what, do I have to be friends with this guy now? She's like, Dylan, he's really nice.
You really love this show.
Love the show. I've seen every episode three times.
I can't wait for it to be rebooted just for you. Like, I'm so excited for you.
The saddest day for me wasn't when the finale aired, Roy, in 1999. It was when SoapNet stopped airing the reruns at 2 in the afternoon. That was the worst.
All right. So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's Sony's newest picture, and they just released a poster for the Quentin Tarantino flick. It features Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. I will be the first in line for this movie, and it will hit the theaters on July 26th.
Is that the one that Luke Perry was in? Because Luke Perry also just finished filming, before he passed away, a Tarantino film.
Mm.
So I wonder if he's in that one. as well, unless Tarantino has two films.
I'm sure they have multiple things going on at one time. But
I don't know. Tarantino usually does one project every four years.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, no, he just wrapped up filming with Tarantino.
Well, I will let you know on July 26th when I'm first in line.
Look at that.
Justin Bieber's wife is shooting down rumors that there's any kind of marital troubles. She posted on her social media on Instagram and said, "Don't believe everything you read on the internet, folks. Fake news."
I don't have to listen to anything you have to say.
That's right, you don't.
Don't ask me about her again.
Oh. Kate Hudson was just honored with the Fashion Entrepreneur of the Year Award at the Fashion Los Angeles Awards. And that was for her being the co-founder of Fabletics, which we all know and love. But that is not what Loren likes for today.
Ah, all right. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So, ladies, if you're ever trying to blend your makeup and you're just having a hard time, it is very hard to blend, especially your foundation.
I'll say.
I found a makeup brush that has a moving head on it to give you more of an airbrushed look. It's called Blend Smart, and it has different attachments that you can put on for different skin types and for different looks that you're trying to achieve.
Oh, sweet. It's just like this weed eater I saw where you can have it as a leaf blower. It'll be a weed eater. It'll trim your head.
Same, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Same concept.
A rotating head, you know, you get different. Yeah, okay, right. Sure.
And, you know, remember also those pins that had like seven different colors on one stick?
Oh, yeah, the pin.
Yeah, and you can be green, you could be blue, you could be red.
It's a little different than that.
Same
That's
thing,
where I'm
going to
draw the line.
Same thing.
All right, but if you need help with your makeup, you can check out kiss951.com. We'll have all the information on the Blend Smart up there.
Remember, Loren, we're all inclusive. If Roy wants to play, he can play.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not often I play to begin with, so let's just...
Hey, something we can all get in on. We talked about this yesterday on the show, and we need to bring it back again because you guys that listen at this time of the morning might not have heard. Loren is in here with a huge bruise over her left eye, and somebody in the home, in her home, is guilty of giving it to her. We'll discuss in just about seven minutes.
Yeah.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
KISS 95.1 with Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We are going to be talking to you at 704-570-9595 about how your kids injured you because Loren's dealing with this big black eye.
Yeah. My son Cash, I was trying to take a shirt off of him and he didn't want to take it off. He had just woken up from a nap. He was not happy with me. So he reared his head back and caught me right on the brow bone.
Does it hurt still? It looks red.
Yeah, it actually, I feel like the longer it goes on, the more it hurts because it's healing. But he hit me on my brow bone, but the, like, all the blood is pooling down by my eye, so it's like purple almost all the way around.
Oh, man. How did your kid injure you? 704-570-9595. Or maybe you injured your mom or dad.
Now, yesterday around this time, we spoke to a guy by the name of Daniel.
Yes.
And if you want to see the video of Daniel calling into the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, go right now onto our Instagram at the MRL Show, because Daniel never heard of us. He was new. Is a new listener, and he was a bit intoxicated.
Still celebrating St. Patty's Day, we should say. Hey, Daniel in Morgantown. Good morning.
Man, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you feeling?
So I'm feeling good. I'm not, believe it or not, I'm not under the influence at the moment or just yet. So
that's good.
I'm pretty good this morning.
Yeah. Well, you can still party. There's time to party later, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How are you guys there? I feel like I heard the video yesterday. My friend was like, dude, you gotta hear yourself. Man, I will admit, dude, it's like a little secret.
Dude, you were voted the best caller ever on the MRL show, and we take lots of calls. No, bro, you were. It was the fact that you were like, am I on the air? I don't even know what's going on. That was the cool part.
I don't know if y'all can tell, dude. I'm like from Burke County, dude. I don't really listen to like the... can I say like another radio station on y'all's radio station?
I mean, if you listen to somebody else, go for it.
I listen to, like, all the country stations. Like,
okay, I'm a big country music fan.
There you go. See, I mean, I was like, when I get in somebody else's car, I'm not going to take over their radio. So he was listening to you guys. And then like, whenever I don't know who was it that said it, they were like, we don't have any callers on the line right now. Somebody, you know, somebody call him.
That's about right. That sounds like God's
us.
That's
us. Yeah.
He's always the class clown. That's me. He was like, dude, you should call. And I was like, man, what am I going to do?
What did we talk about yesterday? I already forget. What was Daniel calling about?
He sent text messages to his friend's mom.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, because Saturday was National Drunk Dial Day, because it's the day, whatever the Saturday of St. Patty's Day weekend celebrations, everybody's drunk, so they drunk dial. That's right.
Yeah.
I can give you guys a more detailed recap if you need.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Your original recap is all we need to hear.
Let's not ruin a good thing. You know what I mean?
I hate... There's really no shame in my game. I mean, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, you got, like, famous for, like, being drunk on the radio. You know, I don't even care, dude. If you guys are, like, sitting around thinking, maybe this, like, bothered him. Maybe he went home and thought about it. No, I don't care.
No, dude, we could tell you don't care. You have that inflation.
Yeah,
I mean, what kind of work do you do, Daniel?
I'm not, like, a sloppy drunk. I remember everything. Like you said,
you're a fun drunk, man. Even I want to go crack a beer with you.
Right.
Hey, Daniel, what kind of work do you do?
All right, so I am actually
a doctor.
Crazy. I'm actually
a dentist
over here in Burke County.
Oh,
a farmer.
A farmer.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What do you...
I help him out with it, so...
Well, hold on a second. Are you farming things that are legal or illegal?
I mean, every farmer, if you're asking about... It rhymes with deed. Yeah, every farmer ventures on into that. So.
Okay.
I don't farm it. I do love it, but I don't farm it.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
No, we do like swine, cow.
Oh, okay.
Goats.
Yeah.
I did play sports, like I said, in high school, so I'm not like you every day. I get a haircut. I mean, I listen to like Nickelback. I'm a pretty like.
Well, we didn't think that you were like falling apart.
I get a haircut.
I mean, I did win third in like the goat race, if anybody was wondering that. That is a thing.
You won third in the goat.
I've never heard of that goat race.
You won third in the goat. Wait, hold on, Daniel.
You can't go past that so quickly. You were in a goat race?
Yeah, dude.
So wait, is it an oval track or is it a sprint for the goats?
You have to do it when you're like younger.
Okay, but I mean, is it you just let the goats?
Yeah, because an adult on a goat would you crush it?
Wait, you're riding the goat?
Bo, you ride him bareback, long ran. Yes, you do. It's crazy. I mean, I know y'all probably ain't never done that, but you ain't never done that.
No,
we're
no.
Messing out.
Probably something to look into.
What was your goat's name?
Oh, I don't know.
You do a lawnmower racing?
Probably Roy.
Probably Roy?
I did have an uncle and a cousin named Roy there.
Oh, that's good. That's good. See, I think you should convert and listen to us. We're like,
I do too.
We're connected now. We have history.
Daniel, we're even getting text messages to the studio line about you.
Yeah, I was telling my girlfriend, my friend.
Your friend's mom.
Yesterday, my friend's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Friend's mom. You know, you say that. But I was telling her, she said, God, you had the drunk slur going on and everything. She was like, you really need to come back and like, kind of like clarify everything. I was like,
Dude, you were a great caller yesterday. Don't let anybody tell you different. You didn't sound too drunk. You were.
It was nothing bad. We thought you were great.
It was the perfect amount of drunk.
Wasn't even driving. I was literally 1/16. So, like, I mean, you can't. That's not even. Yeah, that's perfect.
Right. So, what are we doing today? Are you going to get in the tractor? Are you going
to? No, today, I got like some hay to haul, believe it or not. Taking it over to a buddy's, probably 30 miles down the road.
Okay.
Are
you in one of those trucks that is old and like when we get behind it, there's 53 cars behind you and nobody can pass you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the best.
1963 Chevy pickup.
Probably sitting there in the studio like, man, this is the type of dude I would believe to be in one of those stupid trucks there, but it's so funny.
Dude, I'm from Jersey. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have, Jersey's the Garden State, but we didn't have a bunch of farms and stuff, you know?
Oh, you didn't?
Right,
we
right.
had a bunch of farms back where I was from.
Yeah, Roy's from the Blue. Yeah, Roy's from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. So I gotta get Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
Yeah, Manny, Roy, and Loren. It's like Lauren, but it's pronounced Loren, and it's like Manny, but it's
kinda
Manny.
Like Lauren, but it's pronounced kind of like that dude's skit. I know there's people out there listening. They're like, oh, I know what this guy's talking about. Y'all seen that skit with that dude?
The skit with that dude.
I think we're losing him.
My name's Daryl, but it's pronounced Darrell.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We have Aaron in the studio.
Yeah, we get that. It was on Key and Peele.
Yeah,
and then you got Manny Fresh.
Yep.
Stanford. I like Manny Fresh. I think that sounds a lot better.
And thanks, dude.
Manny Fresh.
Is Roy Jones like a boxer? I'm trying to give you a nickname.
A nickname? People used to call me Leroy.
Leroy?
Yeah.
Had a dog named Leroy.
Well, that's good.
I know that probably blows y'all's mind.
No, that doesn't blow my mind at all. Was it a hound dog or is it a lab?
It was straight beagle, dude.
Beagle. That sounds about right. Well, listen, Daniel, listen, I know that you listen to country music, but I'm a big country music fan, too. And just know that you're always welcome on this show. You can call in. You can be a superstar whenever you want. We'll give you the airwaves. I think the music's messing with him.
I'm playing
the
Dukes of Hazzard.
I can play that.
You can play, like, on a guitar?
No, I'm just messing with you. I ain't gonna lie, I can't play no
guitar. All right, hey, you keep listening to us. That's what Roy's saying. Yeah. Even though you like the country music, listen to us in the morning. We want to be your new friends.
You can call in, whatever you want.
If y'all ever played, like, some Brooks and Dunn.
We play Dan and Shay. That's country.
Yeah.
Sam Hunt?
Sam Hunt's not really
country. It's a new country.
Over the radio, that's kind of rude. He ain't really that country, though. I will say it.
It's not Bo Cephas. I get it.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. It's all right there. Everybody's got their Twitch, I reckon.
Yeah. All right.
We got Benny Blanco, the Chainsmokers, and Demi Lovato coming up for you. So make sure you keep it locked in, okay, Daniel?
Yeah,
all right. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Daniel.
There he is, Daniel.
Oh.
Kristen, Jessica, our apologies. We're going to come to you guys, you ladies. Your kids injured you. And a lot of people were on hold and hung up because they heard us in the rabbit hole with Daniel.
Yeah.
I know. It's great. Like, for a few minutes, we had Daniel, and then we would lose him for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a wrangle him back in.
All right. So, if you were ever injured by your kid, give us a shout, 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
I really hope Daniel calls back.
Me too.
I really do.
I enjoy talking to him.
I'm a big fan of the Dan.
The Daniel.
The Dan.
He called me Manny Fresh.
Called me.
Roy didn't like when I did my Southern impression, but somebody said I liked the Daniel impression, Manny Fresh. They even used the nickname that Daniel gave me.
I don't know. You kind of went through like a stereotypical Southerner.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Loren's sitting here with a bruise on her eye, Roy, and we're talking about Daniel. How dare us?
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's bigger things at stake. You were hit
like
by
my big swollen eye.
Yeah, your big swollen eye. Tell everybody what happened.
My son gave me my first black eye at 34 years old, and he had just gotten up from a nap, and he had sweat through a t-shirt that he had on, so I was trying to be a good mom and take it off, and that's what I get. He reared back and caught me right in the brow bone.
Ooh.
Now I have a black eye.
How is his head, by the way?
Fine. He's got a harder head than anybody I know. It takes right after his dad. Hard-headed.
Let's talk with Kristen in Fort Mill. Hey, Kristen.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show. How has your child ever injured you?
My son, right after he had turned two, he took a Lego. Now, this is like a plate that you would build something on about 8 by 8 inches.
Yeah.
Flung it across the room, Frisbee style. The corner of it smacked me in the corner of my lip, and now I have a scar about a quarter of an inch. I actually had Juvederm put in it because it looked like the deepest wrinkle on my entire face.
Oh, whoa. No.
I know.
You tell him about that every day, don't you?
Well, now that I got it filled in, I don't, notice it as much, but yes, yeah. I had brought it up.
Kristen, how long ago was it?
About 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That Juvederm is coming out of your piggy bank.
Thanks, Kristen.
All right, this is Jessica and Matthews. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Tell us what happened.
So I had actually hurt my mom as a child, kind of like Cash. I was sitting on her lap, and she was tying my shoes. I was probably about 3, and I threw my head back and broke her nose. But it was so bad. She had broken it as a child and didn't realize and had to get like reconstructive surgery.
Oh,
and they had to take like cartilage from behind her ear. She was like the first in our area to have this surgery and was on the news. It was like this huge deal.
You hit your mom so hard that you ended up on the news?
She was on the news because she was like the first one to get this like innovative surgery where they took cartilage from like behind her. Like,
whoa. Yeah, I get it, Jessica, but you would think the news people probably did a backstory where they're right. like, and she's getting the surgery after her 3-year-old nailed her in the face with his head, with her head.
I know. And then I was so scared of her afterwards that she had to stay at my grandmother's because she was in like all this face wrap and purple eyes. And she was like horrifying for a while.
I thought it was like a mummy, a monster.
She has guilt about it.
Seriously, mom? I did that to mom.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Jess.
I guess has we're not alone. There's a lot of like headbutting. We're getting a bunch of text messages about headbutting.
Has mom forgiven you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean,
good.
That picture comes up every once in a while. I'm like, remember that?
Yeah. But thank you so much.
I love they had to hide mom at grandma's. Yeah. It's so funny to me.
She looked like a monster.
Yeah. Melissa and Charlotte, welcome to the Mania Boy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us what happened.
Okay, so mine is actually a little bit different. This one is like my mom actually accidentally hurt me when I was younger, so it's kind of reversed.
Okay.
When I was about 14 or so, I was coming into the kitchen. My mom was, I guess, cutting something on a cutting board. And I came up behind her and I just said, hey, Ma. And she turned around with the knife accidentally, not even thinking about it. And I guess at that exact moment, I closed my eyes and the knife caught me on my eyelid and like slashed my eyelid.
Ooh, oh, my gosh.
Like, I think if I were standing any closer and if she would have put any more amount of force, I'd probably have, like, no eyeball.
Oh, my gosh. That made me feel some type of way.
Yeah, I don't ever let her live that down. I remind her constantly how I was almost blind because of her.
Do you have a big scar there, Melissa?
No, actually not. It was literally perfect, like, position and perfect amount of force where it just kind of nicked me and, like, splashed me downward. But luckily it was not anything that it like lasted or anything like that.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.
I got a shiver all the way down to my toes.
I know. I had to pull my earbuds out at some point.
You know, you probably don't know, there's an old football player named Jim McMahon who was on the Bears team back when they did the Super Bowl shuffle in the
80s. Oh, yeah, I know that.
Okay, so Jim McMahon, he hurt his eyes. He had to wear sunglasses, like, because the eyes were so, the sun and everything was so bright.
Yeah.
He used a fork to try and get a knot out of his shoelace.
Okay.
And he missed.
Really?
He got himself in the eye, so he...
He used so much force from his shoe.
Okay. As a kid.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, he did it as a kid. You know what else about Loren, too?
What?
What?
Nothing. You don't have your headphones
in.
You can't
get
out. Hey, Roy, tell everyone what the judge said is constitutional.
You can now flick people off.
Constitutionally.
Give them the bird.
All right, we're going to talk about that court case coming up after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You can flick off people. Give them the bird.
Well, I'm glad it's legal now because that never stopped me before.
Right. I never thought it was illegal.
Well, there was a Michigan woman. She was pulled over for speeding in Detroit. And as the officer handed her a ticket and began to leave, she flicked him off and drove off, in which he then got back in the car and pulled her over and then gave her a more serious speeding charge.
Oh, he didn't like that.
No. So, in a 3-0 decision Wednesday, the court said that the officer should have known better, even if the driver was rude.
Really?
You are allowed to flick people off, and it violates, and it does not, and if you charge them for that, it violates their free speech rights.
Okay, that's true. I guess it's disrespectful to flip off a police officer. It's disrespectful to flip off anyone, quite honestly. But
it ain't illegal.
Right. You can't give him a ticket for
right.
it.
Right. I can walk around saying, you suck. That might hurt your feelings. But you can't take me to jail for it. Or I you know.
I know. When Roy yells that at me, I usually yell, you do too.
And then I cry.
See, I don't do the I don't do the upfront, like, flip you the bird. I flip my husband off a lot behind his back.
Oh.
Like, a lot.
Loren, he has no idea?
I mean, he knows I'm upset. I'm sure he can figure it out. But I'm, like, behind a wall, like, giving it to him, you know?
I wonder if he does the same thing to you. Like, when you turn around, he's flicking you off.
And he's way more mature than I am.
I remember I was in my buddy's wedding years ago. And wedding night, we went bar crawling after the reception. Uh-huh. And he and his wife got into an argument, and she turned around and walked away, and he flipped her off. And I was like, uh-oh, this marriage is doomed.
Was it doomed?
And they ended up getting divorced. Yeah.
Seems like it.
Yeah, they just didn't get along. But Loren,
I'm just very passionate in everything that I do, Manny.
Here, role play for the camera so that we can put this on at the MRL show. I'll be Dallas.
Okay,
you ready? Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is, Loren. That's the budget for the new house. Well, I'm still looking at you.
Oh, you get away.
You're doing your own skit wrong.
Sorry. I didn't realize you were going to turn around and walk away.
I am. Okay. We're playing it out for the cameras.
We messed up our own skit.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, let's try it again. Take two.
Okay. So that's it, Loren. That's the budget for the new house. We're not going over it. Cash, come here, buddy.
You do it like that?
Yes.
Wow. That's like
the double. Like,
whoa, the double.
That's super aggressive.
Now that is illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do two. It's illegal.
I do two, and I'm moving back and forth.
Who was the last person you flipped off, do you think, Roy? I don't imagine you using it.
I don't flip off anybody.
Let me see it.
I can't even do it. I had to think about it.
Hey, Aaron,
digital producer, off, man.
Wesley Chapel, born and raised, very very religious. Flip off anyone lately?
Never done it.
Never done. Do it now. Let me see. It feels good.
I'm not scared to do it.
Oh, wow. That's a bony middle finger.
Oh boy, my husband just texted me.
What did he say?
So
yeah, Dal. That's a stick that finger up again, Aaron, for the camera. That's a bow. It looked like E.T. Remember when E.T. held his finger up to phone home? Pick it up. Aaron, do it.
Aaron had a
come on, show Roy.
Finger.
Look, no, the other way.
Oh, did you break your finger at some point? Why is it crooked?
I don't know.
Are you going to get in trouble by your mom for doing this?
No,
this
I don't
is a
think
segment.
So.
Okay. Hey, who was the last person you guys flipped off? 704-570-9595. And do you do the move where it's behind the person's back, or are you more like maybe it was an incident in a parking lot or something?
Do you do it the Loren style or the confrontational style?
Seriously, we should get our phone. Line up our phones, producer Nicole. One round of phone calls on who was the last person you flipped off.
I think that I just get so angry, I can't even think about flicking people off. My mind doesn't even go there.
Oh, see, I'm just trying to avoid a bigger fight by making myself feel better.
You think it's kind of like the apostrophe, or not the exclamation point.
It's kind of like me getting the last word without having to get the last word.
Oh.
All right. 704.
I just get the last word. Just keep going for it.
Yeah. I just can see your boyfriend Sterling being a flipper offer.
Flips me off?
No, not you. Just in general. Like, I can see him getting so upset.
I don't ever see him get really that angry.
All right. We'll do one song in your phone calls on who is the last person you flipped off. That's what we're talking about.
When was the last time you flicked someone off? It's now legal. The courts have ruled.
Yes.
It is free speech.
That's because somebody flipped off a cop in Detroit, and the cop wrote the person another ticket, and they said, you can't do that.
Right.
It's a freedom of speech to flip someone off.
All right. Let's talk with Mindy and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Yes, Mindy, we're talking about this silly, silly topic.
Yeah, and I just want to say, I feel like a horrible parent for even confessing this. I feel like this should be a Confession Wednesday type thing. I'm kind of like Loren. On many occasions, my teenage daughter, it is tough raising teenage girls, so I have flipped her off behind her back. Never to her face.
Never to her face. Always behind her back. Yes. After she said something sassy.
Yes, absolutely. Like, we will get into arguments, and she stops off, and I just... And it's probably a double flip most of the time, but you got to have coping mechanisms, right?
Right. That's right. Funny. Thanks,
that's
Mindy.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's going to be my parenting style, too.
Kids can be turds, man. This is Alyssa and Gaffney. Hey, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so mine probably isn't as good as hers, but me and my sister went to Tennessee about 2 weeks ago, and so we were driving down the interstate, and she's from Florida, so she drives a little different than everybody here. And there was a car that got in front of us in the fast lane that was going like 60 and a 70. And of course, we don't do that in Florida. So we start kind of riding their butt. They finally just kind of braked us. So we went around them, and we kind of became in a flicking off game.
Whoa.
Because we would go around each other and just keep flicking each other off. So we'd get in front of each other and brake.
Really?
And yeah.
Was it aggressive, or did it ever like get to be humorous?
No, I think it was just a lot of aggressiveness, and I finally told her, okay, just stay in the slow lane. And that's after it became, like, I think we did it, like, four times in a cycle,
And then we just stopped because I was like, all right, that's not fun anymore.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks, Alyssa.
Yeah, I definitely get flicked off more than I've ever flicked people off.
Mm.
There's been many, many times I'll be driving and someone flicks me off and I'm like, what did I do?
Well, yeah. Roy, it's America's new favorite game called Flip That Person Off.
Hey.
Yvette.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Mandy Roy on the Rim Morning Show. You're just like Loren?
Yes, I am. I flick my husband all the time, but before I do that, I go, "Hey!" And then I have the last word, of course, but I even have more than the last word. I double flick him, and then I do the fist pump.
Yeah. Mm.
Holy cow, I'm doing it. I'm reenacting an event here in the studio. Loren's doing it. Double fist, double flick, and then the fist.
And then, the other hand, and I'm Puerto Rican, and then I come from North Jersey and South Jersey, and I moved to North Carolina 7 years ago. So I have all of these mixed emotions. So.
Yeah, we're just passionate people.
Yeah, Loren was kind of doing a fist pump while she was flicking off at the same time. It was kind of a two-in-one.
Thanks, Yvette. Thanks for listening to the MRL show.
Love you guys.
Love you too. All right, this person is really important, so we have to get to them. Ruth says,
"Hi,
hi. Who do you flick off?"
So, at my job, we have these UPS drivers that come in, and he's just like our regular UPS driver that picks up our boxes. Well, one day he like dropped off our boxes and came back, and he already was just pissing me off, and I just was already in a mood. Like, I was in one of those moods.
Yeah.
And he said something smart. He was walking out, and I just flicked him off in front of my boss.
Oh, man.
Ruth, then you just swore.
You were doing so good.
Now you can see how the finger comes up if she could just swear with us.
You know, when we first started the conversation, I kind of felt like it was going to go that way.
You did.
Yeah, she said the P word, which you're allowed to say that on the radio.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, she doesn't have much of a filter, and then that happened.
Well, listen, the next most important person to the firefighters at our house are the UPS drivers that bring Amanda's packages every single day.
That is
amen
true.
To that.
And I'm on a hill, too, kind of. The guy I know, I know he flips us off.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.